Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before you stick your COVID swab with your at-home COVID test up your nose, you got to read up on this recall. Apparently, hundreds of thousands of COVID test kits from this one company are being recalled due to bacterial contamination risk. And the reason why this is really important to get the word out is when the COVID pandemic emergency ends May 11th, many of your freebie COVID-19 tests or your cost sharing by your insurance company ends. So articles in the media is telling everybody to get it while it's hot and get your test kits, and I want to make sure that you're not getting something that could be recalled. So basically the FDA sent this announcement right now that say it is SD Biosensor Inc. pilot COVID-19 at-home test kits distributed by Roche Diagnostics. Now, I don't even know what the hell test kits I have. I got the ones from the government, and I don't believe those are included in the recall. Because remember, the first round came from China. Then the next round came from South Korea, which, by the way, was a good test. That sucker picked it up pretty quick. But these, again, they're called the pilot COVID-19 at-home test. I'll write a quick piece up and I'll show you a picture of it. Direct contact with the contaminated liquid solution could pose safety concerns, and the bacterial contamination could impact the performance of the test. So this isn't going to be the swab per se, but apparently the liquid that you mix the swab into. They say, first, check to see if your SD Biosensor pilot COVID-19 at-home test is included in the SD Biosensors product recall. Now, SD Biosensors has done other ones. It's not all of their test kits. SD Biosensors has done some of the ones that the government has sent out, but it isn't the pilot ones. Not sure why they were called the pilots. When I think of pilot, I think of like a TV show pilot, something that's kind of just testing the waters. Don't use them with the affected lot numbers. There's a bunch of them I'll post. Don't pour the liquid solution down the drain. Don't give it to the cats, okay? Don't chug it. Don't tell everybody it's part of a new shot and let's all do shots. Don't be doing that. If this liquid touches your eyes or skin, you got to flush it out. So the bacteria, I believe, is Klebsiella. I want to find, here we go. The bacteria are Enterococcus, Enterobacter, Klebsiella, and Serratia. Now, Enterococcus comes from the tushy. So I'm not exactly sure what happened. Did somebody poop? I don't know, in the machine. These are things that just really, really bother me. When, you know, we're not always sterile. I get that it's really hard to keep a sterile environment. But when you're doing something medical grade, you do work in sterile environments. You do try to make sure there's not contamination. So this stuff happens. I don't blame the company, but it seems to me like it's happening a little bit more often. Remember a generic company that went under and had to file bankruptcy had to cause a recall of their medications, not because their medications are something wrong with it, but because they didn't have staff to do quality assurance. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe we just don't have enough staff anymore. So we don't have enough staff, so people aren't making sure that the stuff isn't getting Enterococcus. Yeah, Enterococcus for the caca, or Klebsiella. Nobody's hurt. Just, you know, swap them out. But there's going to be a massive purchasing. I think 500,000 were sold to CVS, was it? About 500,000 test kits were sold to CVS. I'm not sure if I have any other information on where these were sold. 16,000 were sold to Amazon. So if you bought these from Amazon, you've got to take a look and double check. My issue with these COVID-19 tests right now, I think it was fantastic that we got them for free. We got them at our house. I didn't like the ones from China, but I was glad that people could test at home. The problem I have is individuals who are ending up showing up positive for COVID were negative on a lot of these at-home tests. And one of my patients who called in said that he had four different brands. He tested with four different brands. Two were positive for COVID, two were negative. And I don't want to, you know, announce which brands were wrong. It could have been it was an expired test. Who knows? Maybe it wasn't as good a swab. But that's a problem. And I don't know if these COVID-19 test kits are being updated for these new strains. Because I can't explain why so many people are testing negative, or one family member is testing positive, one's testing negative, which has been very frustrating because people have said, look, I'm negative, so give me the Tamiflu or give me antibiotics. Only to find out they ended up testing a positive 5 days later. So, yeah, the test kits, personally, I like having them, but, you know, we have a problem with some of them being, you know, recalled. So just always kind of keep up on that. Double check with the FDA website. And, you know, when it comes to these issues where we're seeing things needing to get recalled and contamination, yeah, I'm not saying we got to drug screen everybody, because I really appreciate the people that are coming to work. You know, not to stereotype, but if marijuana is the cause for a lot of these, you know, pathogens and workplace issues that are happening, I can't really buy that theory, because many people are at home kind of chilling, getting baked. They really wouldn't be at work, hard working, you know. And so I the people that are at work, I'm not going to say are high, but we should figure out why we're seeing an uptick in these things. Is it because we have a lot more products, so it just looks like there's numbers? Or is it that marijuana is legal now, and so maybe, you know, people are like, well, it's okay. That one kid that got the Nigeria Fowleri amoeba up to his brain, the water park was supposed to check the levels of bleach and chemicals in the pool every day, and they didn't. What we heard is it was only a couple times that week. Is it because they're short-staffed, or is it because somebody's like, you know what, I checked it yesterday, it's good? Or is it that we have a poor work ethic issue? Is it that some people are like, you know what, I went potty, I'm going to just kind of do this, not use the soap, and bothers my eczema, and then touches our biosensor pilot COVID test? All I know is we got to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-LE. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOLLI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's been a lot of discussion and reports that there are medical schools and multiple programs that are starting to do gender-affirming care on toddlers. And so, I looked into it, and this is what's happening. And I understand why a lot of people are freaking out. What has been reported, all right, what has been reported, and I get the controversy. I get what's going on. But a report from Education First Alliance has said that medical programs such as Duke University, University of North Carolina, and East Carolina University are offering gender-affirming care to children supposedly suffering from gender dysphoria. And so Duke Health, they're saying, will start the gender transitioning at age 2. UNC Health will start the gender transitioning at age 3. ECU Health will start the gender transitioning at age 4. Now, here's just in terms of definitions, and I get this because people are pretty upset about this. All right, when you hear about this toddler gender transition, they are not doing the puberty blockers then. Those are reserved for when they're older. But gender affirming care includes counseling. And so they have programs where if your 2 or 3 year old doesn't want to be your boy or girl, there are doctors that can help them with gender dysphoria. Now, you know, we're mixed on what we should be doing with kids and where they are able to make their own decision and how kids are able to make a decision when they're that young about what they want to be later in life. You know, as I said, ever since I was little, I wanted to be a boy, not because I had gender dysphoria. It's because my dad was cooler than my mom. And my dad got to pee standing up, and my sister scared the hell out of me, saying I was going to be bleeding every month and having boobies that wouldn't let me run fast. And I was like, you got to be flipping kidding me. Uh-uh. I'd rather be like daddy. Well, thank God, that decision didn't pervade, because I love the fact that I'm a woman. I love the fact that I can have children. I love the fact that I married my husband and have 2 boys. I am grateful. But if you talked to me as a kid, I would have been one of those toddlers or one of those kids saying, I'd rather be a boy, because I wanted to play with the boy toys. The boys had cooler stuff. I wanted to do mud pies. I wanted to start fires where you would put a leaf and then use a magnifying glass and start. I didn't want to be with the girls and their dolls. You know, in school, the boys took shop and the girls took home ec. I wanted to take shop. Now, the shop teacher was hot. I had the biggest crush on him. So yeah, I wanted to be around the guys. So is that gender dysphoria? Well, by the way, you know, a lot of kids, you know, parents will kind of look at kids' behavior and sometimes misdiagnose it. And so they may notice that somebody is very huggy and they'll hug. And, you know, when they're that young, that's really not a testament to their sexuality. Some people are just very huggy. I was a big hugger and kisser. I ended up kissing more men than women, because women were, don't do that. But men are like, oh, come here, you know. And so I would be more kissy, because, you know, after women are like, oh, get away from me, then you won't go up to them. Also, they're more bony, you know, like a Santa Claus. I mean, oh my gosh, I would hug Santa Claus. That didn't mean I was, sexually primed or precocious puberty or anything like that. So sometimes our behaviors could be also misconstrued. So when you look at what the Duke website says for Duke Health, they talk about gender care for children and adolescents, for gender dysphoria, transgender, gender fluid, and exploring gender identity. We need to realize that we have a huge population now that is exploring their identity. When we wouldn't question it for decades, now we have progressed to kids questioning it. And they're saying now that I think 20% of Gen Zs are either on the LGBTQ spectrum or non-gender affirming or gender fluid. That's a much larger number than other generations. So it's not going to be a surprise that medical institutions will have clinics and providers for them. If parents are saying, my kid doesn't want to be a boy, my kid doesn't want to be a girl, what do I do? The medical community has to have individuals they could talk to. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the kid's going to get castrated or have puberty blockers. I am hoping that these clinics are very well aware and can identify, you know, somebody being, you know, truly, truly gender dysphoria. But by the way, gender dysphoria, we are going to solve eventually because we're not going to be using man-woman. Bathrooms are not going to be male-female. They've already changed the toys. They've changed clothes. So gender dysphoria, by the way, is a huge range. Gender dysphoria could be, I don't want to be called a girl. I don't want to be known as female. I don't want my breasts. Or I don't want my penis. Not everybody with gender dysphoria dislike their body parts. And not everybody with gender dysphoria wants to be infertile. So medical providers have to figure this out. And they're taking on the task of figuring this out with children. And it's an evolving science. And I, you know, all I could say is I really, really hope they understand that some transgender individuals may change their mind even after transition about fertility. So for the love of God, make sure nothing is irreversible, or because people don't know how many babies they want or how many children they want until they're in that stage of their life. I understand it's easier to not have boobies and you know, testicles that have dropped prior to transitioning. I get that, but it is a concern that the average child, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, may not be able to make that decision. So basically what gender care, which is a huge evolving specialty, basically they will assess the child. A pediatric endocrinologist will do a thorough physical exam. This is according to Duke Health. Get a detailed history. They'll also do blood tests to check for health risks. Then a social worker will talk with them and talk with the parent and the child to assess the child's mental and emotional health. They'll look at their lifestyle, their needs and wishes, their support system at home, friends. They'll screen for depression, eating disorders, high-risk behavior, and other concerns. Then there's follow-up appointments, and then the gender-affirming hormone therapy, but with Duke, would be started if they are 16. They will provide gender-affirming hormone therapy, which brings the physical and emotional changes that better match their identity. The hormone suppression to delay puberty. They say for children younger than 16 who are questioning their identity, they offer therapies to delay puberty. They don't say exactly what age they would do that, but obviously before puberty. Do I think they're going to be doing that on toddlers? No. But they are. What the media is talking about is how toddlers, if parents don't know what to do with them, they can access medical providers to guide them. So this is something that is evolving pretty quickly. I know some doctors have spoken out about health risks to bones and to height. The reason why some of them are waiting till 16 is because the problem is boys can still grow taller also. Boys can sometimes grow taller into their 20s. But in terms of height, some boys, if they want to transition to female, don't want to be tall. And so the height issue is taken into account when they are gender affirming. So somebody isn't 6 foot and they could be 5'6". So I am shocked that we have, you know, this large a population questioning their gender identity, but it could be also society's fault for stereotyping women and men. And, you know, people do not like the whole pink Barbie sort of stereotype. So there's a lot we got to investigate with this. But that's what we're seeing. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. WHO's saying the pandemic has been on a downward trend for over a year. The Democratic and Republican leaders of the House demanding Russia immediately release two Americans detained in Moscow. Some more regional banks taking a hit on Wall Street this morning shortly after the markets opened. The 149th running of the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow at Churchill Downs, with the favorite horse to win being Forte. Less than a week to go before Title 42 lifts and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing his two-day tour of South Texas. So far, in the last 24 hours alone, there have been more than 8,400 migrant encounters along the entire southwest border. Corey Myers, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So finally, the World Health Organization has declared COVID over, although it's not over. All right. COVID is no longer a global emergency. This according to the World Health Organization. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the UN Health Agency, said Friday, "It's with great hope that I declare COVID over as a global health emergency." But the pandemic is not over. It's still thousands of cases reported in every country, in multiple countries. We still have 250 deaths. But this global health emergency put us in a state of panic. It showed we were in chaos. It showed we were unprepared. And it allowed public officials to take advantage. And there were very, very dangerous results of that. So, did they do right? Did they do wrong? I'm very mixed. You know, when things were at its... when we were in the chaos, because we didn't know what the hell happened from China, by the time China told us it was already here, killing people, people were dying before we knew what it was. They were testing negative for flu, but they had some sort of lung infection. We did the best we could. You know, in terms of, all right, guys, you know, the mask might not cut it, but here, take some mask. We should have passed out good masks. That's really what we should have done. I think Trump started to ask firms to make a lot of N95s. I don't know what ever happened to that after the election. But we were in a state of disarray. Not enough ventilators, not enough hospitals, not enough staff. Many of our cities did not have enough hospital beds. And it was cluster and a half. So with the World Health Organization calling it a global health emergency, with the U.S. by March calling it a national emergency, that was the right decision. And things had to be evaluated. Calling something an emergency almost gives people a get-out-of-jail-free card for the chaos, allows them to recruit other sources, funding, to be used for the cause, and allows all hands on, it kind of brings an all hands on deck for, in terms of medications, in terms of vaccines, in terms of healthcare workers. The problem I have is, if the World Health Organization was doing its job, why didn't this get figured, why the chaos? Now I get, sometimes things can happen, you know, Zika all of a sudden. We find out, oh my gosh, in Brazil. Even though there was some discussions of GMO mosquitoes being released to stop malaria that happened around that time. World Health Organization is the World Health Organization. They are supposed to be keeping an eye on countries. They're supposed to be keeping an eye on the labs. They're supposed to be keeping an eye on hospital data. I get it. China might not have been very forthcoming. China might have kept things quiet. We know that North Korea, you can't peer in. China might have done something similarly. But the World Health Organization, that's their job. And if this did leak in April or August of 2019, you know, that was a lot of months. I'm not exactly sure. You know, World Health Organization does spot checks. I'm not sure, but they are the World Health Organization. So, because we had, mind you, I don't blame them for everything that happened, but I am a little mixed on, could they have done a better job? And then, because we were in a state of chaos, we weren't prepared. Now I think a lot of countries are, we're not going to wait for a world health body. We're going to be ready for H5. Now, even the World Health Organization is telling us about H5N1 avian flu, tells us about Ebola. You know, they do a lot of good. But this COVID was a cluster and a half. And because it was chaotic, what politicians have never let a good crisis go to waste? Whenever there's crisis, people take control. And when people take control, boy, did they take control. So then we had lockdowns. And people said, well, those lockdowns saved lives. Those lockdowns saved lives. Here's the thing with lockdowns. The lockdown could have been done very, very differently. People were getting arrested for paddle boarding in an open space. People were getting arrested for leaving their houses. In China, they were allegedly killing people's pets. Okay, lockdowns, you know, everybody, because people argue with me. They're like, Dr. Dahlia, you have to admit the lockdown helped save lives. What I noticed before any officials got involved were people were already kind of taking matters into their own hands. And we, as business owners, told our staff, look, if you want, we'll close down for a few weeks. Figure out what's going on, reassess, and see if we need to still stay closed. Kids are out of school because the school shut down. The school shut down. You guys don't have babysitting. Go be with your kids. We'll figure this all out. Now, one reason why people were pro-lockdown is we were able to get money for being locked down. We got a lot of money. People being out of work not only got unemployment, but an extra $600 a week. It's a lot of money. even more than what they were making at work. Businesses who qualified got PPP money. So because the lockdown, that's how they shut everybody up. Because in order for us to get that money, the government had to be involved and force it. But then why didn't, once we figured out what was going on, reopen? Now, we were lucky with our types of businesses with the hair. We were able to reopen in 6 weeks. But the problem also with the lockdowns is there was no rhyme or reason. Some companies had to be closed down for months. Dentists couldn't reopen for months. And doctors who don't have dental training had to take care of dental patients. Yet marijuana dispensaries were open. Marijuana dispensaries, not closed down. Liquor stores, not closed down. Now, why? Well, because people are using marijuana for medical uses. I get it. Alcohol. If somebody is an alcoholic and drinks every day, can't get their alcohol, then they can go into DTs, Cs, die. But the dentists couldn't be open. So some of these lockdowns didn't make any flipping sense. And then individuals didn't want to go back to work. Why should I go back to work and make less money than the people on unemployment? And the way it was managed was such a cluster. We still have COVID. COVID is out there. We know COVID can kill. And right now people are using common sense. Telling people that they have to get a vaccine when people lied and they got fake cards and they, you know, or, well, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. The average person did not quarantine for 2 weeks. So people were lying. People who never lied, lied. I'm like, ooh, I saw your Facebook post. I know. I went to confession, so it's okay. I mean, people who usually, God-fearing individuals were like, you know what? I got to get to the grocery store. I got to get out of the house. I got to walk my dog. So this surge of COVID that came out chaotically, you know, we bounced back way too late. I mean, here we are 3 years later. 3 years later, apparently the death toll, 6.8 million, 687 million coronavirus cases. You know, should we have stopped the global health emergency sooner? Probably. I don't think it had to last 3 years. I think we should have early on said, hey guys, we're going to be living with this. If you want vaccines, we got them. If you want medication, we got them. You know, here's some better masks than what we're wearing. But use your head, guys. And so that's where we are today. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and our Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they caught the man that allegedly murdered the esthetician who was hiking on a trail in Arizona. And apparently he stabbed her multiple times. Zion William Tesley, 22 years old, appeared in Maricopa County Court. He has been charged with the murder of Lauren Heike, 29 years old. We are being told that he is a convicted felon. He's only 22. Prosecutors say he committed a premeditated attack and was linked to the scene by DNA evidence. Teasley had been released from prison in November after being sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to robbery with a deadly weapon, disorderly conduct, and robbery in June 2020.
You know, seeing these young kids in crime, you're 22, that means, you know, he was first convicted when he was only 20. He had been charged with breaching his probation, as well as one count of first-degree murder, meaning he could face the death penalty if found guilty. And all she was doing was just hiking. It was during the day, I think it was like 10:30 in the morning. During his first court appearance, he was given a $1 million cash bond for the violation and was remanded into custody with no bond in relation to the murder charge. Prosecutors told the court that there was photographic evidence linking him to the crime, adding that people who knew him identified him as the person in the surveillance footage. You saw a figure sprinting on the trail coming from the direction of where her body was found. The reason why there was, I believe, video footage is this was right behind the apartment she lived in. So there's a trail in Maricopa County. I think it's near Mayo Clinic, north of Scottsdale, where they probably got footage from that. Lawyers confirmed the DNA evidence linked him to the crime, as well as phone evidence and circumstantial evidence. Apparently, the court heard from several people he works with and knew he had a knife, which they say was consistent with the murder weapon. Prosecutors confirmed that he was a flight risk, and also confirmed, he had bought a plane ticket to leave to Detroit on Thursday. So he's been accused of kidnapping, assault, deadly weapon, robbery, and burglary in the third degree in the past. So it's frustrating because we look at when we see a murder happen, or when we see a shooting, or we see, and we think, okay, well, what were the signs? How could we prevent this? And a big problem we have in America today is, do we really rehabilitate individuals in jail? Do individuals leave jail ready to be out in society? Now, many who do leave jail do. Many people have had records, they've gotten jobs, they were like, you know what, I was in my youth, I stole, I did, you know, drugs, I did stupid stuff, I'm clean now, I'm good, I'm, you know, and a lot of people do. But sadly, you'll hear of some of these individuals where the crime just gets worse, and gets worse, and gets worse until they murder. And we have an overwhelmed prison system. In fact, it's been overwhelmed, so overwhelmed that some cities are thinking about early release. And it's so overwhelmed, that's why many of these DAs are cutting back on prosecuting. The fewer they prosecute, the fewer it costs the state money, and then the jails, or the fewer jails, beds, and cells they need. You know, this is a huge problem. And so, we in society, we pay our taxes, and we should be able to, during the day, you know, go on a hike near our apartment without being stabbed to death. And unfortunately, this is where we're at. We also have a huge mental illness problem. We have individuals who don't find it at all wrong to murder somebody. Why is that? Now, in New York, the former Marine who put the homeless man Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold on the NYC subway has been formally identified as Daniel J. Penny. A Marine Corps spokesman confirmed his identity to Daily Mail. Daily Mail says he served in the 1st Battalion, 2nd Marine, 2nd Marine Division as a sergeant in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, left the service in June 2021. He had served 4 years and was recipient of 7 medals. He is the one where, when on the subway, at the time, homeless man was, Jordan Neely was, I guess, walking back and forth and yelling and scaring individuals. 3 people held him down. Penny was one of them. He was riding the F train when Neely began throwing garbage, yelling. So, as the train approached Broadway Lafayette Station, Penny put Neely in a chokehold to subdue him. Now, some on board say he held him for 15 minutes. Sadly, Neely succumbed to that, ended up dying in a hospital. So here we have a situation
where it's such a juxtaposition, if that's the right word for it, where people are on edge, hearing of random individuals that could be killing, that could be to then on a subway, you know, subduing somebody who might not have been a killer who ends up dying. Neely was taken to the hospital, pronounced dead. Penny was questioned by the New York Police Department, had been released Monday. The New York City Medical Examiner's officers announced that Neely's death was homicide by manner of pressure of the neck. So now there's been protests and calls for Penny to be arrested. And this has caused a huge, huge debate. And this has been, we just had a woman raped on a Philadelphia train where nobody intervened. And when it comes to Americans, right, they need to know what's right and what's wrong. Do you intervene and help? Do you not? And I think many individuals are afraid to intervene. And sadly, she was raped in front of people. Nobody did anything about it. Somebody could have stabbed her. Nobody would have done anything about it. Yet on the flip side, when people intervene, you know, they cannot be, you know, judge, jury, and executioner either. And so, you know, people have reached out saying, look, if I need to subdue somebody, how do I know they don't have health risks? How do I know that they're not going to die on me? How do I know? Everybody says, well, call 911. But what do you do when it's happening right there? Whenever we see a shooting that happens in a school or mall, you know, those of us who conceal carry, we're like, well, this is what I would do. And we're all thinking how we are going to help. You know, we're thinking, you know, unfortunately, with things like this, you start to question that and go, well, wait a second. I don't want to be going to jail for the rest of my life. And this is, you know, I mean, for me as a physician, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to do what has to be done. And I will, leave it to the courts, but I have to do what's right for me and what's right for society and what's right for people. But sadly, the pressure was so much that, or whatever happened, caused this guy's death. And so now we have a Marine that might be up for murder charges when he was intervening with a possible public health threat. What do you do? I don't know. It's a bad situation. You know, and Jordan Neely, you know, people ask, why was he homeless? He used to be an impersonator. He was a very talented Michael Jackson impersonator. But we have situations now where we have many, many homeless people. We have individuals who have mental illness. Not sure why he was throwing things on the subway. And we're just not addressing that as well. So now we have citizens that are now caught between, do we jump in or not? 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.